The Brave Children. Responsibility and Children's Rights. Andrés is 9 years old. His brother Felipe is 7 years old. Andrés and Felipe just want to have fun like other children do. But they are not like other children. They do not have their parents and have to live with their grandmother. Granny used to wash clothes, but now she has arthritis in her hands and can't work. Andrés and Felipe try to sell candy on the street to make money, but nobody is interested in buying candy from them. Most people ignore them. How can we make people notice us? Asks Andrés. Felipe thinks very hard. I know, he says. Who proclaimed the independence of Peru?
José de San Martín, of course.
Exactly! We will quiz each other to impress people. Then they will notice us, and we can sell them our candy, says Felipe. And we will be reviewing our school work at the same time, says Andrés. They try it out on the bus. Andrés whistles to get the passengers' attention. Then he asks Felipe a question. The passengers are pleased, and some of them buy candy from the boys. The bus arrives at the Paseo Colón intersection by the Grau Plaza. Felipe stops staring at the red traffic light.
What are you doing? Andrés asks.
I'm counting, says Felipe. When the light turns green, Felipe says, the bus stops here for 90 seconds. That means we can stand on the crossing safely for 90 seconds. The brothers get off the bus, and Felipe explains his plan. We will leapfrog cross the crossing. Each time you will stand up a little higher, and I will jump higher. At the crossing, you will bend over and I will jump over your back. Then I will bend down and you will jump over me. Each time you will stand up a little higher and I will jump higher. How does that help us sell candy? Asks Andrés. We won't have to sell the candy. People will be impressed with our trick and pay us money for it. The boys leapfrog across the crossing, then run from car to car collecting money. People are impressed, and lots of them give money to the boys. Now we can stop selling candy, says Andrés.
No, says Felipe.
We will do both, and then we can make as much money as possible. So, the boys keep selling candy and practicing their jump moves. They also keep studying at school so they can still quiz each other on the bus. They learn to be much more responsible than children should have to be. It is difficult for them, but they work hard and succeed in bringing money for their granny. The end.